This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The U.S. Supreme Court Wednesday blocked the disclosure of redacted grand jury material from former special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference to the Democratic-led House of Representatives Committee. This order by the justices puts a hold on a March ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia that the material must be disclosed to lawmakers. The administration now has until June 1st to formally appeal the ruling. If the justices decide to hear the case, a final ruling may not come until after the November 3rd presidential election. If they don't hear the appeal, the materials would then need to be handed over. More than 328,000 people around the globe have now died from COVID-19, and a new milestone of approximately 5 million infections has been reached. In the United States, there are more than 93,000 deaths, while the number of infections is well above 1.5 million. A federal watchdog agency says about 40% of nursing homes inspected in the past 2 years were cited for infection control problems. The Government Accountability Office finds that before COVID-19 killed thousands of nursing home residents, many nursing homes had persistent problems with infection control and prevention. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which oversees nursing homes, plans to name a commission to examine the coronavirus outbreak in nursing homes and make recommendations. A Democratic senator says that there is a need for big changes in how nursing homes care for their seniors. This is VOA News. The White House has issued a broad-scale attack on what it considers Beijing's predatory economic policies, military buildup, disinformation campaigns, and human rights violations. The report does not signal a shift in U.S. policy, according to a senior administration official, but it does expand on President Trump's get-tough rhetoric that he hopes will resonate with voters angry about China's handling of the disease outbreak that has left tens of millions of Americans out of work. Mr. Trump has talked about having a great personal relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping, yet has repeatedly denounced China for not doing more to stop the virus. The USS Theodore Roosevelt has left Guam and gone out to sea for training after nearly 2 months to sideline at the pier with a coronavirus outbreak. The crew will do about 2 weeks of training to prepare to return to duty in the Pacific. The ship has been docked in Guam since March 27th as the 4,800 crew members went through rotations of quarantine, and more than 1,000 of them have tested positive for the virus over that time. The Navy captain says the ship will sail with a scaled-back crew of about 3,000. Tehran's ISNA news agency reported Wednesday that Iran's Navy will keep up its regular missions in the Gulf. This comes a day after a U.S. warning apparently aimed squarely at Tehran for vessels to stay away from its warships there. Last month, 11 Iranian vessels came close to U.S. Navy and Coast Guard ships in the Gulf and what the U.S. military called dangerous and provocative behavior. President Donald Trump threatened that the U.S. would fire on any Iranian ships that harass its navy, while Tehran, which sees the U.S. military presence in the Middle East as a threat to its security, blamed its longtime adversary for the incident. Venezuela's defense minister says that the nation's armed forces will escort Iranian tankers arriving with fuel to the gasoline-starved country just in case of any U.S. aggression. The defense minister said Wednesday that Venezuela's Navy and Air Force will see the 5 Iranian vessels through the nation's maritime territory and into port. He compared the fuel tankers to humanitarian aid that China and Russia have sent as Venezuela fights the new coronavirus pandemic. A force of U.S. warships patrol the Caribbean on what officials call a drug interdiction mission. Venezuelan officials paint them as a threat. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.